This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and I call your attention today to the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, where he says that Christ is the Savior of the body. I would like for you to consider today the falsity of the modern theory that men can be saved without being a member of the church for which Jesus died. I know that there's a very widely held theory in regard to this matter. But I want to emphasize to you that in the light of Bible teaching, there is absolutely no ground for such a viewpoint. Any theory which reduces essential items to non-essential items simply cannot be true. For instance, consider the statement, one can live without lungs, since one cannot live without the exchange of carbon dioxide for oxygen. And since this cannot be done without lungs, the theory that one can live without lungs is shown to be false, since it reduces an essential item to a non-essential one. Suppose a person were to say a car can be self-propelled without an engine. The same sort of thing would apply. Now, the viewpoint that one can be saved without being a member of the church for which Jesus died is to take the position of reducing that which is essential to a non-essential role. And so, if one can be saved without being a member of the church, then he can be saved, for instance, without being blood-bought. But that simply is not so. One cannot be saved without being bought by the blood of Christ. But if one can be saved without being a member of the church, then one can be saved without being blood bought. Now let's note the necessity of blood. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Bible says, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So blood is necessary. But we cannot be saved by the blood of animals, Hebrews 10 and 4. But we can be saved by the blood of Christ, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, and Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Now, to apply this truth to the church, we note that the church, the members of the church at Corinth, were bought with a price, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And this price is specified in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, which he purchased with his own blood. And so we can see from the fact of Bible teaching in regard to the necessity of our being blood-bought, that one must be a member of the church to be saved because it is the church which has been purchased by his blood. In the second place, if one can be saved without being a member of the church, he can be saved without being called out of darkness. Now, the necessity of being called out of darkness is seen in such passages as Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14, Colossians 1, 13, and others. Now, to apply this to the church, the very word church means the called out. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, called out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1 and 13. And so, since it's necessary to be called out of darkness to be saved, one cannot be saved without being a member of the church, because to be a member of the church is to be called out of spiritual darkness into the marvelous light of God. In the third place, the view that one can be saved without being a member of the church is shown to be false because it reduces the necessity of reconciliation to a non-essential. But the necessity of reconciliation is made clear when we realize the very meaning of the word, for it means to be brought back into a former state of harmony. And this is made clear in regard to the church in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, where Paul says, in regard to Jew and Gentile, after having noted that the middle wall of partition, the law of Moses, was taken out of the way, that he might reconcile them both, that is, both Jew and Gentile, in one body unto God through the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. So if one is reconciled unto God, it means he's in the one body, but that one body is the church. For we read right in the same book, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and he gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Study carefully what the Bible teaches about the essentiality of the church for which our blessed Lord died.